For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next week for Kevin's discussion on essential fatty acids and problems with omega-6 foods. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. You can visit the site to hear previous radio shows, including this one. So also consider visiting Village Green. They've renovated. It's just gorgeous. You can also go to the site, but the store is worth going into. You get expert advice at the site and at the store. They have plenty of information for you. They are very responsive and lots of good products. Now, today, our topics include prediabetes, inflammation, and fatigue. And we're very lucky to have Jack Challen with us. He's known as the Nutrition Reporter. He is well-regarded and a prolific author, an educator, and a personal nutrition coach. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition and a best-selling author of more than 20 books, including those issues we're now discussing. So, Jack, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dana. It's good to be on with you.
Well, it's good to have you here. You've got an interesting background, and I'd like you to fill our listeners in on how you got interested and what it is you do and how they can get in touch with you on your site, the Nutrition Reporter.
Well, I got interested in nutrition when I was in college. I had a very forward-thinking biology professor who one day started talking about vitamins and suppressed treatments for heart disease and cancer. Believe it or not, this was early in 1969. And he got me hooked, partly because of the political implications of the antagonism toward alternative therapies at that time. And even though we still see a lot of antagonism today, a lot has changed, and there certainly is much greater acceptance of nutritional and alternative treatments. But by the mid-1970s, I started to meet editors and publishers of some of the health and nutrition magazines, and it really didn't take long for me to start writing for some of the magazines. And really one thing led to another, more magazines, then some book offers, and then eventually doing a lot of lecturing and speeches on nutrition and health.
Well, you've had an interesting background, and I resonate with you. It was in the 60s that I became interested in nutrition, and it was avant-garde. And even in this area, people were hauled before boards, doctors were, if they told patients to eat a high vegetable-based, high-fiber, cruciferous-rich diet to avoid heart disease and cancer. And, you know, that had been in the literature for decades, actually. It wasn't new. But the prejudice set the stage, and it took a long time for that to change. Diet and Health came out in the 70s, and that was a big, big change.
Yeah, well, one of the things I often point out is that the typical health food shopper it is roughly about 30 years ahead of the top researchers at Harvard University. because you're right, at that time they were criticizing natural foods, veggies, whole grains, taking vitamin supplements, and since then they have to a great extent become a proponent of what we were talking about 30 to 40 years ago.
Yeah, the quacks were right. And what I found curious, I sat in when the Institute of Medicine introduced the book Diet and Health and these amazing discoveries that there was a nutritional relationship to heart disease and cancer and arthritis and diabetes. And I wanted validation sitting there. And what they did was sort of invented it.
Yeah.
There was no credit to the struggle of so many professionals. And this is the history of the profession. It goes back to Semmelweis. So I came out of it feeling a little sad about it, that it was as if they discovered something brand new and created it. But I'm sure you've been walk that walk too, Jack, many times.
Oh yeah, and I think while we're on the subject, it's important for me to point out something, and that is we are essentially biochemical creatures, and the whole basis of our biochemistry, body and mind, comes back to the nutrients we consume. These are the building blocks of everything else, including our genes. And, if we're eating junk, we're going to basically have junky genes and junky biochemistry. And if we're eating better quality foods, we're going to have higher quality biochemistry, and our genes are going to function more optimally.
You know, that I was just thinking right before you said that, we're of like mind. I think the finding of epigenetics in the mid 90s, been more accepted since the millennium. That has made the big change, because until then, the word was genes were everything. Heart disease, it was your genes. You couldn't really do anything about it till you had a heart attack. That's what I was taught in school in the 60s. And I think that understanding that what you do, what you're exposed to, positively and negatively, actually affects not only how your genes express themselves, but for many generations. That has brought prevention as being prime now, because we know it makes a difference.
Yeah, and this whole epigenetic story really, as you say, is strongly influenced by what we eat, what we don't eat, and by the toxins we're exposed to or not exposed to. And I think the humbling point was maybe around 2000, 2002, when they realized we had only 22,000 genes. And this really forced scientists to scratch their heads. And epigenetics really got a big move forward at that point. And more recently, just a couple months ago, researchers realized that the so-called junk DNA, which really accounts for 98% of our genetic material, plays an important regulatory role in terms of turning on, turning off our genes. And I'm sure within a year or two, they will find that the junk DNA is very responsive to what we eat.
Isn't that interesting to assume that we have been put together and that there's junk that has no use? It's a little prideful on our part to assume that we know it all. When you were probably in school around the same time I was, a cell was real simple. It had an outer membrane, an inner membrane, and a nucleus. That was it, cytoplasm.
Yeah.
And now it's a miniature factory full of organelles. It's very exciting what we know. So to me, it's been exciting to be on this ride and to see the results of all the work that came before us and the greater acceptance now.
It keeps getting better and better.
Oh, it does. You have a lot of interesting articles on your site, and you also have a newsletter. So I think it's important for people to know. They can get to your site, nutritionreporter.com, is it?
That's correct, nutritionreporter.com. I've got a year's worth of newsletters in downloadable PDF format. It's free. Of course, you know, I'm trying to encourage people to subscribe, and we publish the old-fashioned way by printing and mailing out the monthly newsletter. I also have a couple of sample chapters from each of the books we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, you have written many. Run down the names of them. We have just a short 30 seconds before we need to start to break, but tell us some of the other books then we are going to discuss today.
Stop Prediabetes Now, The Inflammation Syndrome, No More Fatigue. One of the noteworthy books that I don't think we'll have time to discuss is The Food Mood Solution. I think these are all great.
Feed
books.
Your Genes Right. I like that one.
Oh, that's right.
Feed your genes right. I love it. We talked about that. Well, if you've just tuned in, folks, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm your host, Dana Lake, and we're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief break, and we're going to talk about inflammation, prediabetes, fatigue, and we'll start with prediabetes.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane, here in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on essential fatty acids and the problems with omega-6 foods. And a reminder that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. Now, today our topics are prediabetes, inflammation, and fatigue. And we're going to start with prediabetes, and we're lucky to have Jack Challum. He's known as the nutrition reporter. He's widely published, and he has expertise in so many areas of health and health issues. So let's get talking about prediabetes.
Well, I started to see the diabetes issue growing back in the 1990s. And by the early 2000 timeline, I started to recognize that prediabetes was going to become the real issue. And so I started digging into it, and what I realized was somewhere around 100 million Americans have prediabetes. We know that about 25 or 26 million have full-blown type 2 diabetes, but it's prediabetes that is kind of like the approaching storm.
Right. It didn't exist the times of diagnosing. You couldn't be diagnosed until you fit in the box and until you had full-blown diabetes with a lot of damage. You didn't have anything. So I love pre-everything, pre-diabetes, pre-cardiovascular, et cetera. What is your approach, and what are you trying to get over in the Stop Prediabetes Now book?
Well, the cause is really diet. And if you look at the typical American diet, if you fed this to lab rats, it would be the perfect diet to create diabetes. The positive news here is when you're in this sort of pre-state, pre-diabetes, pre-cardiovascular disease, it's also a window of opportunity because you can reverse it. If you delay and you end up with full-blown type 2 diabetes, it's more of an effort to control the disease. You know, some people can reverse it at that point. But as long as you're in this pre-diabetes stage, it is much easier to reverse. And for people who go to their doctors and have their fasting blood sugar measured, technically pre-diabetes is between a blood sugar of between 100 and 125. Now, I'm a little more conservative, and I'd say if your blood sugar is in the 90s, that's a good enough reason to be worried. And part of what's happening when your blood sugar gets into the 90s, you're working extra hard to make more insulin to control and lower that blood sugar. And what most doctors don't look at is fasting insulin levels. And this is really the real marker of your diabetes risk. Nutritionally oriented doctors do tend to measure it. If your doctor is a little more conventional, you may have to persuade him or twist his arm a little bit to measure it. But the causes really come back to too many refined carbohydrates, too many trans fats, even though the overall amount of trans fats in the diet has decreased in recent years, the effect of them tends to be very long-lasting. And really, if someone wants to just kind of like get a gauge of whether they have prediabetes at home without a blood test, look in the mirror. And if they've got a pot belly, that is a very clear sign of prediabetes.
It sure is. The abdominal fat is not a fat issue. It's a sugar issue. And people are told to stop eating meat, eggs, fat, and go on refined pasta, bread, crackers, and pretzels. It's no wonder that we have an epidemic of this. Don't you agree, Jack?
Yeah, and you know, what you're really relating is kind of like the old school thought. You know, if you've got blood sugar problems, eat more carbohydrate. What you really want to do is eat less refined carbohydrate, more whole carbohydrate in terms of low starch veggies, which basically include everything except potatoes, and low starch fruits, which include raspberries, blackberries, kiwi. And, you know, if you're in this sort of stage, I would probably rule out any other fruit because of the impact on blood sugar. What people need is a little more protein, and it doesn't have to be a quote-unquote high-protein diet, but it has to be moderately high because protein is one of the best regulators of blood sugar, and so is high-fiber veggies.
Right, and simple to do. I tell people, have protein every time you eat, and that doesn't mean a lot. If they're going to have some fruit, have hummus, have some nuts and seeds, or even a slice of chicken, whatever it takes, because it keeps the hunger down. What makes it hard on people is that they're eating the refined foods, and they're on the roller coaster, and they keep craving the same thing.
Exactly. And it's this blood sugar roller coaster. When you're at the bottom, that's when you're hungry. And when you're at the top and your blood sugar is too high, that's when you're sleepy. And a lot of people get sleepy after they have lunch and they think this is normal. It's not normal. It really reflects a high carbohydrate, high refined carbohydrate lunch. Their blood sugar goes through the roof, and they just want to lie down in bed or close their office door and take a nap. And one of the things that amazed me when I started coaching people with prediabetes, I initially said, you know, it's going to take a week or two before you have a benefit. They came back to me and said they felt better on day one. And the key is having a moderately high protein breakfast. Eggs, maybe a little bit leftover roasted chicken, a little bit of fresh fruit. You know, if they want cereal, I tend to suggest a gluten-free, high-fiber cereal with something like almond milk as opposed to dairy.
That's a great start. It's the first meal, drink, food of the day sets the glucose standard for the day.
Yeah, and there's another benefit, too. When people have a moderately high-protein breakfast, they eat about 400 calories less over the next day and a half. And when you calculate this over a year, they could potentially lose about 30 pounds.
You know, that's fascinating. I had not seen that statistic. And I want to go back to what you said was a better blood sugar. Originally, the range was 60 to 250. And I always told people 75 to 85 is my goal for people, and this has been 35 years ago, and 70 to 90, okay, we'll go there, but when you're getting over 90, which is essentially what you were talking about, trying to stay in that optimum range. Now, the current standards on the labs are 66 to 99. So they've come pretty close to us, Jack.
Yeah, I would probably say, you know, 79 to 81 for a fasting blood sugar is really ideal. You know, if someone has prediabetes, it may be hard to target that, but the lower they get it, let's say they go from 90 to 85, that's
yeah.
great.
That, yes.
That's going to add years to their life. If they go from 95 to maybe 83, 84, 85, that's great. So, you know, if you could maintain this sort of tighter fasting blood sugar, it really does add years to your life, and it reduces the risk of what could be called collateral damage because of all the complications of prediabetes and full-blown type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, this is so important. And, you know, I notice when patients are told they have prediabetes, they hear the diabetes, and it brings them to the table. So they know they're heading that way. They're heading toward the cliff. So I like the fact that we use that term.
And yeah, it's a real wake-up call for a lot of people.
We also use the hemoglobin A1C test in order to see how people have been doing over the past few months. And I like your stricter standards here on the glucose and looking at that higher number. That people like numbers. They like to have goals and know what a number means and what the goal is. So that was an elegant description. Thank you.
Thank you.
What we're going to do is come back for the next segment, and we'll be talking about inflammation. And for those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more information from Jack Challen.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. You can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. Now, today we've been talking about prediabetes, and we have a little bit more to discuss with Jack Challum on prediabetes, supplements that can be helpful. We talked about diet in the previous segment, and then we'll segue into inflammation and finish up with fatigue. So what about supplements and prediabetes?
Well, the number one supplement I would recommend, and there are several I recommend to people who need some extra help in managing their blood sugar levels. Number one is silymarin, the extract of the herb milk thistle. And I like that because there are three human studies showing that it works and it improves every marker of blood sugar and insulin. And after that, really chromium, lipoic acid, which is an antioxidant, and biotin. Biotin, it is one of these little B vitamins that most people don't pay attention to, but it plays a major role in regulating the genes that in turn regulate carbohydrate, fat, and protein metabolism. And combining biotin with either chromium or lipoic acid can significantly improve blood sugar levels.
It sure does. Thank you. I'm rooting for biotin. If I had to be a manager or marketing person for any nutrient, biotin is an unsung hero. And we use it widely, and it's made in the gut. So when people are taking antibiotics, they don't make much, and it can cause immune problems. The gene involvement is very interesting, and I did not realize it had such an important role in glucose control.
Yeah, you know, it's important to pay attention to these little vitamins that everyone else sort of glosses over when they're kind of like looking at the big stars in the field of nutrition.
And did you have any other supplements in mind for glucose control?
I think these are the most important ones,
uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure there are some formulas out there that combine at least some of these ingredients. I know when you ask a person to take a lot of supplements, there's a compliance issue. So the simpler you can keep it with just like one or two capsules a day, the more likely a person is going to follow the program.
Agreed. And the combinations are beneficial, so that's good to seek out. Now, inflammation, it's a big deal now in all aspects of medicine. Inflammation is the fire that causes many, many problems. Talk to us about inflammation, how it starts, and what people can do to control it, prevent it, treat it.
Well, I have to take a moment to pat myself on the back briefly, because when the first edition of my book, The Inflammation Syndrome, came out in 2003, it was really the first consumer book with that kind of focus. I updated the book, revising big sections of it for the 2010 edition. But going back really almost 10 years ago, what I started to do was connect some of the dots that were, so to speak, appearing in the medical literature. And in the late 1990s, some researchers at Harvard came up with a test called C-reactive protein. And C-reactive protein, or CRP, is both a marker and promoter of inflammation in the body. And they came up with this ultra-sensitive test. And what they found was that people with coronary heart disease had very high C-reactive protein levels. And this is actually a better indicator of heart attack risk than cholesterol. And I think we would agree that the whole cholesterol emphasis has really been to sell drugs. And cholesterol by itself has very little to do with heart disease.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that, because yeah. I have repeated this many times.
Yeah, but you know, after they developed the C-reactive protein test, other researchers were curious, and they started looking at C-reactive protein levels in people with other diseases. And the first two diseases that appeared in the literature after heart disease were obesity and type 2 diabetes. And what they found was that most people who were obese or had type 2 diabetes also had elevated C-reactive protein levels. Basically, they were suffering from high levels of chronic inflammation, but not the type of inflammation that they would necessarily feel, you know, the way people with arthritis would feel inflammation. And what I realized immediately was obesity is a prime risk factor for both type 2 diabetes and heart disease, and type 2 diabetes was a prime risk factor for heart disease. And this was really the core of the original inflammation syndrome concept. And I have since expanded it with really kind of a chart that literally connects the dots in terms of how inflammation is involved in other conditions, cancer, and arthritis, and of course all of the other quote unquote itis diseases. And when you hear itis at the end of a word like dermatitis, it means inflammation. And so that was the origin. And again, kind of like the pre-diabetes concept, all of this comes back to what we're putting in our mouth. And when you look at what is influencing inflammation in our bodies, we're eating, you know, not just a pro-diabetic diet, but a pro-inflammatory diet. It's the same sort of junk foods behind both issues. One of the key players in the inflammation story is the omega-3s, which we commonly know as fish oils, although they're now available from algae sources as well. We tend to eat very little in the way of omega-3-rich foods, and the omega-3s are basically the building blocks of our body's best anti-inflammatory substances. Tying in with that, we also are short on a plant oil called gamma-linolenic acid, or GLA. And this is technically an omega-6, but it's an omega-6 that acts like an anti-inflammatory omega-3. And as I was doing research for the Inflammation Syndrome book, I realized that people with the Danish Olympic team were giving fish oil and GLA and antioxidant supplements to elite athletes who had injured themselves. And what they found was, you know, when they were giving people ibuprofen to ease the inflammation and pain from an injury, the athletes would have to stop training for a month while they recovered. That's not what an elite athlete wants to do. What they found when they started giving them fish oils and GLA and antioxidants instead, the pain and inflammation went down, and they were able to maintain their training regimen. Same thing worked for weekend warriors, you know, people who just are playing touch football on the weekends, and they fall and they hurt themselves. And so really, we're because of our diets, we're just not eating enough fish, consuming enough fish oils, consuming enough GLA.
You're absolutely right. And the antioxidants that are anti-inflammatory, can you talk about some more supplements and foods that can reduce inflammation?
Yeah, in terms of foods, the real key is cold water fish, salmon, herring, sardines. And I think the issue of mercury in salmon has been overblown. I've talked with physicians about this, and their feeling is that shellfish is a much more serious source of mercury. So I wouldn't really worry about mercury in salmon. Veggies are so full of antioxidants. And again, antioxidants are anti-inflammatories. So we're talking about a high fish, high veggie diet. Other supplements, one of my favorites is curcumin, also known as turmeric extract. There was a review article that identified 97 different inflammatory pathways in the body. We're talking about biochemical pathways that are blocked by curcumin. And I don't think I've seen research on any other substance that shows such a broad anti-inflammatory effect.
Well, we're going to hold that thought and follow up with it, because this is an important supplement and has a wide range of effects. And for those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. And stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from Enzymatic Therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarity from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarity provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarity is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can hear Kevin's discussion next week on essential fatty acids. And the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. Now, we've been having a wonderful conversation with Jack Challum. He's known as the Nutrition Reporter, and you can go to nutritionreporter.com. He has lots of articles, information, newsletters, wonderful, wonderful books. We've been talking about diabetes first, then we segued into the inflammation syndrome, and we're going to end with no more fatigue, which is a great way to end the show. So do we have some more information that we want to talk about, Jack, on inflammation as we then move to fatigue?
Yeah, just very quickly, in addition to curcumin supplements as a very potent anti-inflammatory, pycnogenol, an antioxidant extract from French maritime pine bark. I see it as really an herbal extract. Good research on its anti-inflammatory benefits.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you. So fatigue. Almost everybody complains of fatigue at some point in their life, but for some it just flattens them out. They can't function. So it's an important subject. No more fatigue. That sounds great.
Well, here's where the dots get connected between these three books. If you're pre-diabetic, you're going to be more tired, and that's related to blood sugar levels. If you're tired, part of what's going on is you've got this chronic inflammatory response, and there are inflammatory molecules that, as sort of a side effect, increase fatigue and tiredness. Now, my concept for the No More Fatigue book really was a synthesis of my work in nutrition and also my original training, which was in sociology and psychology. And this book really addresses both nutritional and lifestyle issues. And one of the things I did was create what I call the five circles of fatigue. One is stress. Two is eating habits. Again, the same junky diet that leads to inflammation and prediabetes is a major factor in why people feel tired all the time. Hormones, a big issue. And what I focus on are adrenal exhaustion and low thyroid. And one of the quick things I can throw in here is if someone needs five or more cups of coffee a day to keep going, they are almost certainly in adrenal exhaustion. And this is partly stress related, but the coffee keeps them going because their body cannot normally keep going. Illness is a big issue in terms of chronic illness, heart disease, cancer, multiple sclerosis. And then overlaying that, this is interesting, there are 500 drugs on the market that have fatigue as a potential side effect. And when you consider how medicated Americans are between over-the-counter drugs and prescription drugs, this is a major issue. And then finally, the fifth circle of fatigue is aging. And unfortunately, as we get older, the organelles in our cells involved in energy production don't work as efficiently as they did when we were younger.
Well, that shouldn't be news, but you're right. We are not designed to stay flat. We're designed to go downhill. I like to call it rectangularizing the curve. How long can you stay at a healthier, higher level before you decline?
Exactly. Very good way to phrase it. In terms of correcting the situation, one, it's very important to manage the stress in a person's life. Stress changes our hormone levels. It impacts our adrenal hormones. It impacts our thyroid hormones. It impacts how we eat. And I think a lot of people will recognize themselves with this description. If you're stressed, odds are you're going to skip breakfast or lunch. And in a sense, you're going to be running on fumes nutritionally. You will be burning not just fat, but muscle. And it's muscle where all of, or most of the body's energy processes occur. So the way to fix this, again, a moderately high protein, high fiber veggie diet, low on the carbs, at least the refined carbs. I also discourage most people from eating wheat products. Almost everyone who stops eating wheat feels better.
That's true.
And the fact that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I can't imagine giving up my whole wheat bread. There are issues of food addiction that are intertwined with this. And there are some supplements that help restore the body's energy-making processes. CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, it's a vitamin-like nutrient that was the basis of the 1978 Nobel Prize in Chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Carnitine. Lipoic acid, again, which we were talking about in terms of prediabetes. Those are the big ones. Again, I try to keep things simple for most people so they feel like they're not being forced to take 20 capsules a day.
Yeah, it's tough to get as much in. We have to prioritize, and you've picked some major ones. I always put magnesium and B vitamins in the mix because of their broad effect. But CoQ10 is still underrated, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think the newer ubiquinol form of CoQ10 is even better.
Yes.
And so I think it was about 2 years ago that I started taking that after digging into the research and talking with some scientists about it.
Yeah, it's extremely beneficial. Any parting words or more advice? We have a little bit longer. That's good. So we've got about 4 minutes. What other tidbits? I love how many tips you've given. We like the listeners to come away from the show with something they can do right then. Nothing fancy. So can we hit on some of those?
I would repeat something I said earlier, and that is don't skip breakfast. Start with a moderately high-protein breakfast. It does not have to be a lot of food, but this will stabilize blood sugar levels. It'll help bring them down if they're elevated. It'll give you the energy you need. Protein, you know, we were all taught that sugar is the energy food. The truth is protein is what sustains our energy levels. It's so important to have a good breakfast. Again, it doesn't have to be a lot of food. Some people will say, but I'm not hungry. Well, the reason they're not hungry at breakfast is because they probably ate too many carbs the night before and the blood sugar is still elevated. And if you start having just a little bit of protein with breakfast, that will start to change. And again, on day one, people see the improvements. They feel better. They have more energy. Their brain is clearer. They're not quite as fuzzy in their thinking. And for lunch, you know, what I often tell people, that the perfect lunch to me would be a chicken Caesar salad with a olive oil-based Caesar dressing, no croutons. I mean, that's just refined, stale carbohydrates that none of us need. Dinner, you know, salmon or roast chicken with veggies. And all of these books, I've got menu plans, I've got recipes I've developed, a lot of fun food stuff, and I love spices. So, you know, on one hand, I'll talk about curcumin and turmeric extract as anti-inflammatories, but I'm also big on Indian and Thai curries, which use a lot of turmeric extract in them. Really, it's complementing diet and supplements.
Well, that's a good wind-up and a good summary, good advice. Thank you so much for being on the show, Jack. And again, people can go on your site, nutritionreporter.com.
Thank you, Dana. It's my pleasure to be on the show.
Hopefully we will do this again. You have lots of subjects that we're interested in. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here at 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.